Welcome along, I'm Alan Williams and this is the Alan Williams Podcast. Hello and welcome, episode number 66 of the Alan Williams Podcast. Hope you're all having a good week. We're going back into a lockdown situation again, so I'm sure there's a few people a little bit weary out there at this stage, probably heavy-hearted today. It's okay, guys. We're going to get through it. We're going to do the best we can with it. I'm here today to help you see the opportunity in the next 6 weeks, look for the positives in it, help you plan out how you're going to make the most of that time, that it can really bring some benefit and some value to your life. Not going down the rabbit hole of negativity, worrying about what's going to happen, feeling like it's terrible, feeling like it's the end of the world. We could go down that, but it's not going to help us. All we can do is control the controllables, control what's in our control. The government have made their decision. Us little people can't reverse that. We just got to go with it. So the best we can do is control our own environment, control our own ecosystem, and make the most out of this situation. It's all we can do. There's a couple of things, I suppose, that I just want to speak about in relation to our overall health, our mental health, and our physical health. I'm going to get a little bit further into that into the podcast today. But one of the things that stood out for me from the restrictions that have been put in place, I noticed what was being classed as essential versus what wasn't. And some of those essentials are probably really questionable. I'm sure you've all had certain aspects that you've been questioning and whatnot, but the one that stood out for me was classing off licenses and takeaways as essential services. I can't get my head around that. I think it feeds into a lot of the attitudes that are in our society, which really reflects the health problems that we have, both physically and mentally. If we're calling off licenses and takeaways essential, but we're not calling gyms and fitness classes essential, for me, there's a big misnomer there. There's something not quite adding up. What do off licenses do? They serve alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant. Alcohol has caused endless problems for Irish families. And yet, for some reason, it still tends to be glorified in this country. I don't really understand that, to be honest. But you could say to me, oh, well, you could make the same argument for pubs, that pubs have to stay open because it's a social scene, mental health, people meeting up. Fair enough. You could possibly make that argument. You might be clutching at straws a little bit, but you could possibly make that argument. That argument cannot be made for off licenses. So why are we keeping off licenses open? And what we're really doing is we're encouraging people to buy alcohol and drink at home. We've seen a big increase in the rise of domestic abuse cases during lockdown. We've seen alcohol related crime. We've seen house parties. All of that stuff is contributing. And then I look at the likes of takeaways. Why are takeaways essential? Okay, a treat maybe once a week, fair enough, don't mind that. But if it's an essential service and it's something people are consuming on a more than once a week basis, again, it concerns me. And I think it feeds back to what we see with the obesity epidemic. And this is one that's getting swept under the carpet a little bit because COVID has taken over our lives in the last year or so. But we are on track to be the most overweight nation in Europe by the year 2030. And this comes back to what we're classing as essential. I think it's a mindset thing. I think if people are looking at off licenses and takeaways as essential, that gives us some element of an answer to why we've got so many problems with regard to physical health, with regards to mental health. That's just my opinions on it. I'm not saying the gyms should definitely be open. I get that things have to close to stop the spread of the virus. I can see both sides of the argument. I think for mental health, it's so important to be physically active. So I understand why people are coming from that angle. Keep the gyms open. Mental health, yeah. And I would probably be on board with that to a certain point, especially if it's done in a very safe manner. However, I'm not strongly against closing gyms and fitness classes for the simple reason that this virus is being spread around by people meeting up. So whatever way you look at it, yes, the numbers are very, very low in gyms. There hasn't been many cases traced back to it. However, I'm prepared to take the hit if everybody is taking the hit. If off licenses and takeaways are closing as well, because they are not essential. As far as I'm concerned, gyms, fitness classes are probably more essential, but at the same time, I'm willing to accept that maybe they have to be closed for the greater good in the short term. I can take that. I just think there's a big misnomer there for me between those different industries, but look, I'm only giving my opinions. There are probably loads of you that disagree with me, and I understand as well, everybody has businesses that they need to keep afloat for the sake of their families. I just think there's something not quite right with that. I think it's a sad reflection on society, on where our priorities are when we look at what is classed as essential and what's not. And that's something that I would be encouraging people to reflect on long after COVID goes, because this is not just a COVID problem. This is pre-pandemic. This is now just reflecting what are priorities for society, not just over the last number of weeks and months. It's ongoing. People see those things as part of their daily lives, whereas maybe they don't see the gym or the fitness classes as something that should be done or has to be done. It's just maybe an optional extra. So that was one thing that really hit home with me when I was seeing the essential services and the non-essential services. So again, I'm just giving a few thoughts here. You might totally disagree with me, but that's just my opinions. So without further ado, I'm going to get into today's podcast. What I want to do is bring a little bit of positivity and light to you today, because I'm sure some of you are feeling a little bit disgruntled and a little bit disheartened at this point. That's perfectly normal too. We've all felt that at various stages. Sunday evening, I was having one of those days myself. No, Saturday night it was. Sorry, Saturday night. I just had one of those evenings where I was just fed up with the whole thing. And I think we've all had that at various points of the last number of months. So that is perfectly normal. Thankfully, it lasted about an hour and then I went out for a walk and I felt a million times better when I got back. Which brings me back again to the importance of staying active over the next 6 weeks. And hopefully it will only be 6 weeks, we'll be out beyond that. But over the next 6 weeks, do the best you can to stay moving, to look after yourself physically and mentally. So there's two aspects to this. There's the physical health and there's the mental health. In terms of the physical, I'm going to have a look at that a little bit more in depth today. And the reason I'm going to do it is because I want to maybe share a few tips with you around weight loss. If anybody wants to use the next 6-8 weeks for that, I think it would be a fantastic goal. It's a great time to do it. What I've seen with the previous lockdown we had back in March, which led through till, what was it, June or July, so many people gained weight and gained a lot of weight. I was coming across people that I hadn't seen since the start of the lockdown and I was going, wow, what happened to you? And I don't mean that in a judgmental way, but it was everywhere. And I'm sure you can all identify it. You're looking around you and you're going, people have gained weight all over the place. And it was almost justified into this little cute, the COVID stone. Was that what it was called? The COVID stone. And I'm going, but like, that doesn't need to happen. That doesn't need to happen. That's a choice. That's a mindset. A lot of people took the last lockdown and they treated it as an extended Christmas because they were off and they were at home, maybe working from home, buying in little treats, drinking wine, eating sweets, eating chocolate, eating biscuits, and they just let themselves go. And there was no thought given really to how do I want to come out the other side of this lockdown? How am I going to mind myself? So please God, people are a little bit more conscious of it this time, a little bit more aware of it. But just to tell you, that's a choice. That doesn't have to happen. That is a choice. So it's up to you how you're going to take the next 6 weeks. Are you going to go back and do that again and come out even heavier? And then you've got Christmas following that, guys. Remember that. Christmas is coming then. So you could, in theory, be in a much, much unhealthier position come January and there could be serious panic stations. That's not really what I would recommend doing. So today I'm going to share a few little insights that hopefully might make it a better 6 weeks for you. And actually, it's only 8-9 weeks until Christmas. So that's a lovely period of time if you wanted to decide, well, I'm going to get in shape now for that. And then Christmas, I've gained something from the lockdown, not weight. I've gained something in terms of I'm in better shape, or I've gained something in terms of my health, or I've done something with that time. And then you come out feeling much better about yourself and you look great for Christmas and you feel great for Christmas. And then there's no panic in January. That's probably what I would encourage you to do. So physically, obviously, there is the weight side of it. We want to get on top of that. But even in terms of your health through lockdown, you don't want to be getting into a situation where your health is suffering and you're just shoving, I suppose, highly processed foods, convenience foods, just shoving them into your gob for the sake of it, eating all around you, eating mindlessly, just grazing everything. So today we're bringing awareness to that. So if you're aware of it, you can do something about it. Hopefully you'll say, well, I did that the last time, but I wasn't even realizing I was doing it. Now I know. So now I'm not going to do it again. Funnily enough, my own experience of lockdown was very, very different to a lot of you listening, I would think. When lockdown hit the last time, okay, they had told us we have 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Here we are 7 months later, still flattening the curve. But my thoughts on that was initially, well, it's definitely not going to be 2 weeks. This thing is not going to be gone in 2 weeks. So I cannot go into the gym anymore, which was what I would normally have done every day. I love lifting weights. Would have been heavy on the weights at the time. And then I thought, well, do you know what? The opportunity in this is that I could use it as a cutting phase. That's all I can do because I can't lift weights. Not going to be gaining much muscle. I could use it as a cutting phase. I could burn body fat. So for a guy who's quite light anyway, over the course of the lockdown, I lost 0.5 stone. And I didn't actually really have 0.5 stone to lose, to be honest. So I lost 0.5 stone during the lockdown simply because I chose that was what I was going to do, that I was going to use it to cut body fat. Because I knew myself, if I don't do that, it's going to go the other way. And that's what a lot of people did. They didn't give it any thought. They didn't think about what's going to happen over the next number of months. They just went into lockdown and didn't give any consideration to what they were going to do, how they were going to come out the other side of it. And a lot of people came out a stone heavier, some even more. So my own decision on it was, I'm going to use this to just cut some body fat, change my training up a little bit, bring the calories down because I don't need as much. And I encourage my clients to do the same. And some of my best client results this year were my lockdown clients. Believe that or not, some of my best clients' results this year were from my lockdown clients. And we had a conversation at the start of lockdown. I spoke to all of them and I said, this doesn't change what we're doing. It doesn't change anything unless you choose to let it change things. So what I want you to do is focus on what you really want to get from the next period of months, whatever it was, 3 months, 4 months. Think about what the goals are for you. And from there, it gives you something to really immerse yourself in. It gives you something to focus on. And I think that's massively important. That makes lockdown a little bit easier. If you're working on a project, if you're working on something, working on yourself, that's what I would highly recommend. So that gives you a focus. That gives you something to put your energy into. And that keeps your energy in a positive place and it keeps you feeling good. So from that perspective, I think your health is something that is well worth working on. And I think it's a great time to do it. I think it's an absolutely phenomenal time to do it. How many of you have been promising yourself you'd lose weight or you'd eat a little bit healthier or you'd start running when you have time, in inverted commas, but you don't have time at the minute. You haven't had time for the last 10 years. Guess what, guys? Now you've got time. Now you've got time. So there's no excuses. Now is the time. This is a perfect time to do it. Might not necessarily be around your health. I'm talking about health today and I'm talking about weight loss today. But you might want to work on something else. There might be something else you've been kicking down the road for a while that maybe you were saying again, don't have time. But when I have time, I'll do it. Now is the time. If you've been telling yourself you were going to write a book, what better time to get started on it? Make that first step. That's all you got to do. Make that first step. Now is the time. So our physical health first, yeah. But then there's also our mental health. So this is equally as important and massively, massively, massively underestimated, I think, by people when they went into lockdown previously. They didn't understand how much of an impact it was going to have on them to be at home all day, for their routine to be taken away. Not even always about training. Sometimes it's just losing your routine. It can really throw you out of kilter. I don't really like separating physical and mental health. I know people kind of categorize them a little bit differently. For me, they are very, very closely interlinked. They're almost one and the same. They have a huge knock-on effect on each other. So if you're physically active and you're minding yourself physically and you're minding yourself holistically, your mental side of it comes into line then as well. So I think people don't always understand that. They look at them as separate entities. Mental health. You hear that term all the time, mental health. What do I do for my mental health? And it's like, well, I have to go and see a counselor. I have to go and see a psychologist. No, you don't. Maybe further down the line, that might be a step. But the first thing you've got to do is see how your physical health is. What are you doing physically to mind yourself mentally? Are you getting out walking every day? Are you doing any training? Are you doing any exercise? Are you sitting in a dark room looking at screens and never moving? Are you eating an unhealthy diet? Or are you eating foods that are nutritious and give you energy and make you feel good? So they're very, very, very closely linked. I don't like separating them at all. That's one thing I would really reiterate to you today. If you're feeling mentally low, look at how you're doing physically. That's your first port of call. What does your lifestyle look like? Is it in line with bringing about positive mental health? That's your first step. Obviously, there are people with bigger mental health issues that need help further on than that. Of course, I'm not underestimating that by any means. But I think the very, very, very first port of call is to check how you're living your life. Those are very closely linked, physical and mental health, very strong link between the two. I hope that is making sense to you. So, during the last lockdown, we've seen a huge increase in the numbers around mental health. We've seen more and more people suffering. I'm sure you've all seen even the statistics around suicide. They went through the roof as well. It was really scary. And not even just suicide. I think sometimes we're too quick to jump to suicide. We look at that as the ultimate indicator of mental health issues. Well, there was this many suicides, so look how mental health is going. But you know what, guys? There are a lot of people suffering mentally that don't commit suicide. And we don't even account for them because they're not at the really serious end of the scale. But there are people suffering, and that is still mental health issues. So that is why I say, throughout the next 6 weeks, I really, really, really want you to stay active. Really, really important. Whatever it is you can do, please do it. That's just an overview I wanted to give today before I get into the weight loss stuff, because I think it's equally important. But again, if I had promoted the podcast around that stuff, nobody would listen. So the weight loss stuff, they love to hear. So I'll do a little bit on weight loss as well while we're here. But that was just a few bits I wanted to cover and really drive home, just so you're prepared right from the get-go. You're in the mindset, gotta look after myself. So important. Okay, so today we are going to look at your weight loss efforts and how you can really push on with that. I do think it's a great time to do it, as I mentioned there, because I think to have a project to work on is hugely beneficial. For myself, I used the last lockdown. As I mentioned there, I used it to cut weight, cut body fat, but I also used it to work on my book, which was a saving grace for me. It gave me a project to work on, gave me something to throw myself into. Every day I was writing, I was trying to get my book finished, took up all my time, took up all my days. So between writing and between walking and between doing HIIT sessions, I was just getting a nice little mix in that was looking after every area for me. It was giving me something to do, it was also keeping me active, and it was also keeping my head in a good place. So all of those things I think are important. So give yourself a project, give yourself something to throw into. If you're looking for weight loss, before I get into the serious stuff today of weight loss, I am going to give you a few tips on it and a few pointers. But I'm also going to say, before I do that, most people won't bring about massive weight loss results on their own. They'll need a little bit of help. I wasn't going to take on any new clients until 2021 because I was so close to capacity. But now that we've gone back into lockdown, I've made a decision that I'm going to do another Elevate course starting in November. So start from the beginning of November. People getting in shape, helping you bridge the gap from where you are now to where you want to be. And I think it will be a great time for people to do that. Not just from me self-promoting, but looking out for you. I would love to work with some of you because I think some of you may need that focus. You may need a little bit of help and a little bit of support. So I'm going to start Elevate again from November. Yes, Christmas is in the middle. Don't worry, I'm going to give you a week off over Christmas. So it's a 12-week course, which will take us well into January, towards the end of January, I think. So I think it's actually an ideal time to do it, to be honest, because there's not going to be any Christmas parties this year. So I'm going to work with you for, 8, 9 weeks up to Christmas. You're going to have nice results brought in 8 or 9 weeks. Then I'm going to give you a week off to enjoy Christmas. Then I'm going to pick you up afterwards again and bring you right through January so you've started off 2021 in the best possible way you could. Okay, so if anybody's interested in that, please do get in touch with me. DM me or social media, Instagram, Facebook, or email me, info@alanwilliamscoaching.com. All right, let's get into it. So I lost 0.5 stone during the last lockdown. Some of my clients had amazing results. Some of them lost over 1.5 stone and more. So how did they do it? Here's a few little tips for you. First thing I'm going to say is make a decision on how you're going to use the time wisely. So I've touched on that already. Make a decision on how you are going to use the time wisely. What is it that you want to work on over the next 6 weeks? Choose something now. Create a project for yourself. Find something to throw yourself into. If it's your body composition, then set goals and targets. What do you want from the next 6 weeks? You've always heard me talk about setting goals. If you've got crystal clear goals, you will get better results. If you've got vague goals, you will get vague results. What do you want from the next 6 weeks? What are your targets? Exactly, in numbers. Put numbers on it if it's weight loss. What is it that you want to achieve? How are you going to do it? And then you've got to set a routine straight away. So don't let the weeks drift by. That's the worst thing you can do. If you go into lockdown now, I'll give myself the first week off. I'll ease into it. Suddenly it's into the second week, it's into the third week. Before you know it, six weeks have drifted by and you've achieved absolutely nothing and you haven't got started. If you get right into it this week from day one and set a routine for yourself in place, get your diary out, map out the day. What does it look like? Where am I going to fit in my training? Schedule my meal time, schedule my work time. Have a routine and stick to that routine. That is so important, but set that routine early on. If the weeks start drifting, you are going to be 6 weeks down the road. You're probably going to have gained weight as opposed to lost. So set the routine early on. Set the standards early on. Get yourself out of bed nice and early. Don't let the days go by. Don't get lazy just because you're not having to get up and dress and go into work. Do not let that happen. Set the standards early on. If you've got high standards in some areas of your life, you'll tend to bring them to all areas of your life. One of the things I always encourage people to do, actually, if they want to raise their standards in life, is to tidy their environment. As funny as that sounds, I always say to people, if you've got a tidy environment, you will find your standards in work rising. You will find your standards in relationships rising. You will stand the standards in sport will rise. Because you're holding yourself to a higher standard. Just by cleaning your desk, tidying your desk, having a tidy car, having a clean house, it just puts you in that mindset of higher standards. So if you think about your work, if half of your notes are in the office and the other half you're rummaging around the car looking for them, you're all over the place. And even mentally, you're scatterbrained. You're all over the place. You're getting flustered. Nothing is working well. You're not clear. So something as simple as having a tidy environment makes the world of difference, even to your weight loss goals. Believe it or not, that sounds funny, but what it does is you're expecting more of yourself. You're holding yourself to a higher standard. You're setting the bar a little bit higher. So all those little things matter. So what I'm saying to you now is set the standard right from the beginning of lockdown. Set the standard. Set that standard. Find a structure. Set your day up for success and stick to it right away. Don't start drifting into it and 6 weeks drifting away from you. That's the worst thing you can do if weight loss is your goal. Gotta do it from day one. Gotta get in there early. Okay, second thing, and the most important thing around weight loss, calorie deficit. If you want to lose weight, you need to be expending more energy than you're taking in. Simple as that. That's the long and the short of it. Without a calorie deficit, you will not do it. You have to be expending more energy than you're taking in. So there's something I want to bring to your attention now. When we go into lockdown, many of you are going to be working from home. You may previously have been used to going into the office. Maybe you're quite active during the day. Maybe you've got a job where you're on your feet. Maybe you're out walking the forest in your work, or maybe you're doing whatever. I don't know what you do, but you're possibly a lot more active than you're going to be at home. So if you find that at home, you are sitting at the desk for long periods of time, you're not moving as much, that means your energy output is less. So here's what that also means. You require less calories. You require less calories. Your food intake can come down. Common mistake from first lockdown. People did not realize that. They kept eating the same way. So in most cases, they were actually eating more, which contributed to the problem. But even the ones that didn't, they possibly couldn't understand why they were gaining weight, even though they were eating the same way. They were gaining weight because their energy expenditure was less, but they kept taking in the same amount of calories. That's why they were gaining weight. So if your energy expenditure is coming down and you're not moving an awful lot, then your food intake has to come down as well. Otherwise, if the food intake stays up, but the energy output comes down, you're going to gain weight because you're taking in more calories than what you actually need, given your level of energy output. I hope that is, again, making sense to you. Can get a little bit confusing, but I'm trying to bring it down to the simplest way I can possibly explain it. So calories in, calories out, that's what it's going to come down to. If you're sitting down at your desk all day, if you're on the laptop all day, the calories can come down. One of the things I did myself during lockdown, now bear in mind, when I speak on the podcast, I'm not prescribing anything for anybody because I don't know you. I'm just speaking generally and I'm telling you what worked for me. What works for me doesn't necessarily work for you. So I'm covering myself here. I'm not prescribing anything for anybody. During the lockdown, I was writing my book. So I was sitting down for long periods of time at the laptop. Wasn't as active as I normally would be, where I'd be out and about. I'd be in the gym. I'd be moving all the time. So a lot of time spent at the desk, a lot of time spent writing, pen and paper, laptop, so on and so forth. I found that when I was getting to lunchtime, I wasn't hungry. So I just stopped eating lunch. And that might sound like a radical idea to a lot of people, but in fact, it's not. Because I think people get so in the thought process of, you know, being brought up a certain way, you're taught that you have to have meals at this time, and that's just when you eat, and that's just what you do, and it's just routine, and it's what you've always done, so therefore you're going to keep doing it. Doesn't have to happen like that. If you think about it logically, if you don't require food, why are you eating it just because it's what you've always done? Would you not question that? That was something I questioned because I realized I don't need to eat lunch because I'm not hungry. I'll have a little snack or something later on. And therefore my calorie intake was coming down, but I was absolutely fine. I wasn't starving. I was 100% fine. I just didn't need it because I wasn't as active as before. So always judge your calories based off what you need, not based off habit and because it's what you've always done. Think about that, folks. There's a huge distinction there. Are you eating just through habit? Are you eating just because it's the way you've always lived your life? Because this is the time that you do this. It's pretty mad when you think about it. Most of us go through the day eating at 11, eating at 1:30, eating at whatever time, same every day, no matter what day it is, no matter how active we are on a certain day. There might be some days we are super busy, we've been super active, we've run a marathon, and we'll still eat the same way as we did on the day that we're sitting at the desk all day doing absolutely nothing. So think about that, guys. There's a huge, huge gap there between your goals that you're trying to achieve and the behaviors that you've put in place. So if you don't need food, you don't need to eat. I know that sounds a little bit radical to some people, but that is the reality. When we come to fat loss, don't eat for the sake of eating. If you're not hungry, if you don't need it, you don't need to eat. So you will still be eating anyway. Don't worry, there's a difference between that and between absolutely starving. I'm not promoting that at all. I'm not saying to you totally deprive yourself. Of course, I'm not. Do it in a healthy manner. I'm only giving you the benefit of my experience. Because I was less active, because I was writing a book, I didn't need as much calories going in. So that's just a little lesson for you, because I know a lot of people will do what they did in the last lockdown. They'll either eat more or they'll eat the same amount. And they'll eat the same amount even though they are moving a lot less. So just consider that if you're talking about weight loss. Next thing on food is, within the same point, one big shop. Don't be going to the shop every single day. Don't be going to the shop 3 times a day. What's going to happen is you're going to end up spending a lot more money, but your health choices are also going to suffer, or your food choices, sorry, are also going to suffer. You're going to make less choice, less healthier choices, because you're in there picking up bits and pieces that you don't need. I would suggest that you plan the whole week. If you're serious about weight loss, plan out your week. Plan out your meals. Map it out. What am I going to have today? What am I going to have tomorrow? What's on the menu for breakfast? What am I having for lunch? What am I having for dinner? Whatever it is. Plan out your day. Make a list. Go to the shop and stick to your list. Stick to your list. Don't put in wagon wheels and Pringles just because they're on offer. You don't need them. You don't need them. So stick to the list. But yeah, one big shop. If you can do that and get enough food in for the week, you're going to find that your food choices become an awful lot healthier. And you're actually going to save money as well. Promise you that much. Guaranteed there's people listening to this who are going to the shop 2-3 times a day, possibly spending somewhere between 10 and 12 euros on stuff that they don't need. Possibly sugar and caffeine and different bits and pieces like that. Chicken fillet rolls. Does that sound familiar? Possibly. I'd say there's a few people nodding. Trying to deny it maybe. Yeah, but look, that's how it is for most. So one big shop tends to be the best way to go. Also, with regard to your eating habits, eat consciously. Eat consciously. Be aware of it. You've probably seen during the last lockdown as well, you will no doubt at some point have found yourself mindlessly grazing. Just through boredom probably. Eating food, picking up bits and pieces, just because it's there. Coming back to our one big shop, if it's not in the house, you can't eat it. So don't bring it in to start with. But be very, very mindful of when you're eating, what you're eating. Do I need this? Am I just being, what's the word? Comforted myself, maybe just comforted myself because I'm bored. Am I comfort eating? Do I actually need it? Am I actually hungry? Another good question. If there's an apple there, I'll eat the apple if I'm hungry. And you know what? If you won't eat it, you're not hungry. So think about that as well. Am I eating consciously or am I eating unconsciously? Be very, very aware of it, especially when you're at home, because those calories will shoot up through mindless grazing. Structure your day, structure your meals, have your meals planned out again. I've mentioned already, if you need to skip certain times when you're not hungry, that's okay. But definitely structure your day, have actual meals rather than picking up bits and pieces and grazing throughout the day. And what I encourage people to do as well is everything you eat, put it on a plate. So make it a meal. And if you do that, you're going to find that the picking at biscuits or having a little Kit Kat now and again, that's going to stop. Because if I'm saying to you, the rule is, if you're eating, it has to be put on a plate and you have to sit down and have it as a meal. Now you're going to find when you go to the press and you pick out the custard cream, it's in your hand, you're going to go, wait a minute, he said this was meant to be on a plate. This is not a meal. I'm mindlessly grazing. So consider that as well. Are your meals been put on a plate? From now on, during lockdown, the next 6 weeks and beyond, I want you to have meals on a plate. Everything has to be put on a plate. So same again, if you're taking out custard creams and Kit Kats, I want them to be put on a plate. It's going to make you much, much more aware of what you're eating and your choices. So that's a little tip for you. Okay, let's move it on to exercise. Always think again, control the controllables. What can you do? Not what can't you do. Your training is probably going to have to change. If you're somebody who has been in a gym, it's definitely going to have to change. What can I do? That's the question now. You have to be willing to be adaptable. You have to be flexible. Everybody that is successful in any area of their life, in fitness, in business, in anything, those people are open to change. They're open to being flexible. They're open to being adaptable, to doing things in a different way. So when challenges are put in front of them, they don't just say, well, this is different to what I've always done, therefore that's me out. They say, okay, how could I move around that obstacle? What could I do a little bit differently? How can I make it work for me? That's what you're going to have to do now with your training. Think about it. Think differently. Think more productively. Think solution-focused, not problem-focused. What you've been doing up to now might be something that you love. I love the gym. I'm accepting now that I'm not going to be in the gym for the next 6 weeks. Like the last lockdown, I started exercising more through cardio stuff, started walking a lot more, started doing a few runs, started doing a lot more HIIT work. And I started doing those because they were the best options available to me. I could do HIIT sessions without any equipment whatsoever. And did, what was I doing? I was working with clients as well. So I was doing 3 sessions a week, blasting them out and doing loads of walking and running on top of that. And I flew it. And I actually got really good results out of that because it was challenging my body in a different way. I got quite comfortable doing my gym work, doing my lifting because I enjoy it so much. But when I was putting a different stimulus on the body, I found that the body started responding quite quickly and started changing for me. So that is one thing I'm going to say to you. You're going to have to be adaptable here. I've spoke to clients as well who weren't willing to do that. and I didn't actually take them on. I called them clients. They weren't clients. I had inquiries from people who were looking to work with me. But again, I was saying to them, okay, well, what you're going to have to do now, because you can't go to the gym, there's no point in me designing gym workouts for you. You're going to have to do online workouts. And a lot of them, not a lot of them, but some of them were saying, I don't really enjoy the online side of it. So I was going, do you know what? There's no other option at the moment. You just have to be adaptable. You have to do whatever you can. Now, I'm not saying that's for everybody. Of course, some people don't like online workouts at all, don't want to do them and won't do them because they hate them. That's fair enough. That means that's not for you. But what can you do? What can you do that's bearable for you? Maybe you can go out running. Maybe you could cycle. Maybe you could walk. So find something that is within your parameters of being somewhere okay, somewhere between okay and not absolutely hateful. So something that you will do. For me, I found the online workouts worked really well for me. I was working on them with clients and I was doing the workouts myself. So I quite enjoyed it. It was just a different stimulus. But yeah, that's the question again that I'm asking you today. What can you do? Don't go down the rabbit hole of what you can't do. If you go down that rabbit hole, you won't do anything. Again, you'll come back to waste in the next 6 weeks. So what can you do? Next thing I'm going to point out to you is your sleep. Sleeping patterns. Sleep is a massive part of fat loss and people underestimate it time and again, but it's so important and it's one of the pillars of well-being. I would put sleep up there alongside nutrition and training and downtime in terms of rest. Sleep is up there. With lifting weights, for example, all of the recovery or most of the recovery happens when you're asleep. So it is crucially important that you're getting your sleeping hours in there and your quality sleep. With weight loss, if you are not sleeping enough, just getting, again, a quality night's sleep, you're going to find the body's been flooded with cortisol, stress hormone. If the body's been flooded with cortisol, very difficult to shed fat. Very, very difficult. It also, studies have shown, your food choices the next day will be poor. If you're walking around like a zombie, if your head is cloudy, if your energy levels are low, if you're not really feeling very good, people typically move towards greasy foods, sugary foods, and caffeine. So that comes back to sleep. If you're getting a good night's sleep, getting 8 hours of sleep, you're going to feel much, much better the next day. I look at sleep as being fundamental for success in any area of your life, even in business. I think if you're not sleeping enough, everything else tends to suffer. So I know when I get 8 hours sleep, I feel really good. If I get 7 hours, I can get by. If it's less than seven, I am not nearly as productive. Not nearly. But I'll always try and make up the hours I lose with sleep. And often make them up at the weekend. So if I lose an hour here and there, I'll make that up because I know that I function best if I'm averaging 8 hours a night. And if you get into the habit of having 8 hours a night, you will never look back because it will be life changing for you. If you've got a good sleep routine, that's absolutely brilliant. What I'm going to say to you is stick to that. Do not let yourself go back now to being up until 2, 3 a.m. just because you're working from home. Don't fall into that trap. So stick to your routine. If you're getting to bed at a good time and you're getting up at a good time, keep that in place. Don't let that change just because you're not going to the office anymore. Likewise, if you haven't been doing that, maybe now is a good time to work on it. Maybe now is a good time to start putting habits in place that you can go to bed at the same time and you can get up at the same time. But you have to be disciplined with it as well. Like, it's very easy to hit 10 o'clock at night and be scrolling through social media and start on Netflix and start scrolling through Facebook. It's very easy and let the time get away from you. But if you're disciplined enough to say, okay, now I'm going to start getting ready for bed. This is the time I go to bed. This is the time I get up at. And you stick to it for a few evenings, you're going to find yourself falling into a little routine, a little habit. It gets a little bit easier to do it. And it's a hugely beneficial habit. So I would definitely recommend that. I think now is a great time to work on sleep. Okay, that's a few little tips today around weight loss. I hope you found something useful in that. I'm not going to go too deep on it today. Can't give all of my stuff away for free. I'm going to start running Elevate again for November. I would love to work with you guys. If you've been trying to do this on your own for a long time, this sounds a little bit harsh, but honestly, if you've been trying to lose weight for God knows how long and you've been telling yourself you'll do it on your own and you don't need help and you don't need a professional, honestly, folks, we need to talk. We need to talk. If you've been trying to do it on your own but not getting anywhere, my question is, how come you haven't got the results you wanted if you're going to do it on your own? How come it hasn't shown up by now? If it hasn't shown up by now, it's probably not going to show up. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And you know what? I think for most people, one of the biggest things they need is actually accountability and support. That's what you can't have on your own. That's why you need help. So I really, really would love to help you. We need to talk, guys. We definitely do. People think they can do it on their own, but honestly, most can't. I think most people need a bit of help at the start anyway to get them up and moving, till habits are in place, till it becomes normalised for them, until they know what they have to do, until they've gained a bit of knowledge as well, and then they can take it forward themselves. I know there are people listening to this that are just feeling out of shape and lacking confidence, probably wearing the same clothes over and over and over. because they think that that's the one that kind of covers things up best for them. So that's what they do. And it's kind of sad. And I really, my heart goes out to those people. I am empathetic to those people. And I just think there's a better life out there for you, you know. And there's people that are just low on energy, and there's people that are feeling down about how they look and how they feel. And I think it's not something that you have to put up with. That's the message I want to get across to you. You don't have to live that life. There is a better way, and you can change and you can do better. And, you know, one of the most amazing pieces of feedback I've got over the last few weeks was I took on a client who had told me she was going through the menopause, and she thought she could never lose weight again. She thought it was impossible for her. And I was saying to her, the only restrictions are the ones we place on ourselves. You don't have to imprison yourself and say, well, this is me. I'm in this body forever and I can't change. She's done incredibly well. Within the first four-ish weeks, I think she was down about 12 pounds, doing incredibly well. And she sent me an email just thanking me. She said, I never thought I could do this. I thought that was it. It's the end. I have to just stay as I am now. You don't. You honestly don't. There is a better way. So if you're feeling that, like, I know that probably you want to feel more confident in yourself. Everybody does. We all want to feel more confident. We all want to feel a little bit more comfortable in our own skin. We want to feel happier, and we want to feel like, you know, that we're living the best version of our lives, that we're the best version of who we can be, and we're maximizing our potential, we're improving our health. We just to feel good in our own skin. I think that's all any of us really want. We want happiness and we want contentment. And I suppose to a point, we probably want to feel attractive as well. Like, there's nobody that doesn't want that. So, you know, what I'm looking to do with people is create lasting, sustainable change, to give you the tools to create that life for yourself and to maintain that life. Not to just work with you for 12 weeks and say, well, that's you fixed, that's you done. It's not. Like, nobody is ever going to be in that situation. It's really that you're gaining the tools and the knowledge to keep going yourself, and that you're creating a lifestyle. So the beauty of the Life of the Elevate course, which is 12 weeks, is that it's totally immersive. You're working with a coach who is taking you by the hand every single day for 12 weeks of your life. That's going to have a massive impact on anybody. So I think it's definitely something worth considering, and I think it's the perfect time to do it, given the situation we're in at the moment. I think it's a great time to invest in yourself. And I mean, you might never have this time in your hands again, that you can put so much time and effort into learning and into bettering yourself. I'm doing that myself in other areas of my life at the minute. I've used this year to improve my own knowledge, to improve my speaking skills, to improve my business skills. I've taken on coaches in all those areas. I've gone back to college because I've looked at this from the perspective of, it's been a dreadful year, but what can I do that's going to make it a good year? What can I do that's going to mean I salvage something from the year? And I decided the best thing I could do was to work on myself. So that's what I've really, really focused on over the last number of months, is to better myself. Again, controlling the controllables. Some aspects of my business had to close. I'm not going down the rabbit hole of feeling sorry for myself and saying, well, look, I've had to close the business. Things are terrible. It's never going to be the same again and blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. I said, that's something that's outside of my control. It's not my fault. What can I put my energy into that's going to bring me some value, that is going to salvage something from this year, and that's going to make it worthwhile for me? So for any of you guys that maybe want to work on your health, want to work on your weight, want to work on your fitness, now would be a fantastic time to do that. And I can help you bridge that gap from the things we've spoke about, where you're feeling miserable and you're feeling like it's just, you know, maybe you cannot see a way forward and you're stuck in a rut. You want to get to a place where it's just natural for you and it comes easy for you. There's going to be a little bit of work involved in that, of course, but I will make it as easy as I possibly can for you. I'm not going to overhaul your whole life and throw you into another tsunami that puts even more stress on you. I'm going to make this very sustainable, very doable for you, very manageable for you, around the way that you want to live your life, without making it restrictive, without cutting out some of the, you know, you're not going to cut out all of the foods that you love or anything like that. I want to make this sustainable for you. So that is what I want to do. That's what I'm trying to do. And I would love to work with you. So yeah, look, if you've been trying to do it on your own for the last 5, 6, 7 years and you're not getting anywhere, let's just chat. Let's just chat. Let's see if I can help you. Yeah, you might have to make an investment in yourself, but do you know what, guys? Keep your money, keep your problems. That's what we've spoke about a lot in the fitness industry over the last few years. It's a common motto. Keep your money, keep your problems. The best investment you can ever make is in yourself and in your health. And if you do that, your whole life improves. It's not even just your fitness and your health. It's everything. It's your relationships with the people around you, because you're happier in yourself. You're more contented in yourself. A happy parent is a happy family. You find it just rubs off into every area. You become more productive in your work because you're more energetic, because your head is clear, because you're happier, because you have more confidence in yourself making decisions. So it's a huge, huge knock-on effect. When you get in shape physically and mentally, your whole life improves. So that's why I came back to it at the start. They're kind of very closely linked, physical health, mental health. When you focus on health in general, your whole life goes to another level. So that really, really improves. So I'm going to just finish by saying, let's make the absolute most of this lockdown. Let's not write it off now and let 6 weeks drift by and have got nothing from them and have got nothing from the year. It's been a horrific year. There's no point in saying otherwise. It's been a horrific year. But let's not rule it out totally and just say it was just a terrible year. Everything was a disaster. I want you to be able to look back at the end of 2020 and say there was something really positive about that year. I did something for myself. I gained something from that year. What was it? It may have been the most awful year of your life, but it could still be the best year of your life in terms of one area, in terms of your body composition, in terms of your fitness, in terms of your health. Me, I wrote a book. So that's going to be positive for me. Maybe for somebody else, they've really progressed a business idea. Or maybe they've got an idea they've been working on for a while. It gave them the opportunity to put some time into it. So what is it that it's going to be for you? The year is not over, guys. There's 6 weeks of lockdown. There's about 10 weeks left of 2020. It could be the most amazing 10 weeks of your life if you choose to make it that. Everything is perspective. Everything is responses. Reality is a byproduct of the mind. It's up to you now what you're going to choose to do with that. What reality you're going to create over the next 10 weeks. Get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. All the best. Make it a good one. Chat next week.